Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. Welcome to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site, under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It is Thursday. It is the 30th day of September 2021. These are my audio weather thoughts as we move ahead. Actually, yesterday ended up being much nicer than I thought it would be. Folks, what happened there? The upper-level low-pressure storm system from the west approached and, of course, gave us our first slug of precipitation. Some areas got up to 4 to 5 inches of rain Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. But then yesterday, we ended up with a pretty nice day overall with temperatures up to 90 out at Camp Mabry. Folks, that system, in clearing the area, actually stabilized the atmosphere, and we stayed that way all day. There were some thunderstorms off to our distant west and northwest last night, but they didn't get this far to the east. Now, the moisture is still in place. What we're waiting on now is the second upper-level disturbance from the west, and I think it'll begin to overspread the area with increasing lift in the atmosphere, the moisture already in place, instability already in place, and I think we'll see more widespread shower and thunderstorm activity develop. Maybe not necessarily today, but by later this afternoon to our west, and then area-wide by tonight into tomorrow. Now, expect the heaviest precipitation probably during the day tomorrow into tomorrow evening. And the question becomes, just because we look back at what happened here a day or so ago, does that clear the area as well and stabilize the atmosphere temporarily? It's always possible. Need to watch it. I don't think this one's going to completely clear the area. And then a second disturbance moves through the area by tomorrow night into Saturday, and that will be accompanied by showers and thunderstorms as well. The good news with that second disturbance, that will allow a cold front to dip south into the area on Sunday as skies clear and drier and a little bit cooler air moves into the area. And the good news with that, the upper level pattern shifts just a bit and we'll stay probably in a bit of a north wind flow at the surface for much of next week, a dry and stable weather pattern beginning Sunday and continuing to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week. And some indication it may go longer than that. Now, we got a lot of stuff going on around Austin this weekend, and it looks like kind of a wash tomorrow into Saturday, but the second weekend of that coming up again a week or so down the road. So if we can hold that dry weather for the end of next week, at least we can salvage a little bit of that. Something we'll just have to watch pretty carefully. So the long and short of it is rain showers and thunderstorms around, particularly by tonight again, continuing tomorrow into Saturday. There'll be some breaks in that, perhaps. We'll just have to watch, followed by drier, more stable air and increasing sunshine, drier conditions in the atmosphere by Sunday and continuing through most of next week. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Thursday, 30th day of September 2021. I'll update my audio weather thoughts along with the 7-day forecast on the website. I'll do that on Friday morning. Have yourself a good day.